One of the great evils of our time are the accreditation committees. And they insist that you are not truly a college unless you meet their approval. And their standards tell you that step by step, you're going to have to be like the state colleges and universities to please them. Now, this is something directed against the independent school. For example, Harvard is not accredited. And that's true of other big universities.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. They're not going to have any council of professors come in and tell them, you are okay, you're really a university. The idea is incredible to them. Those committees are for the idiot groups like Christians who decide to pour millions into starting a college. And so they call in the accreditation committee to approve them. Well, the accreditation committee is very happy to approve them, just given a few little adjustments, because they're now inside the fold. And each time the committee visits them, it tells them, well, you have this to do and that to do, until step by step they've made them the same as the state colleges. We have ways of getting around that. I know here in California, if it is a church-related college or seminary, it is not subject to any such regulation.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mentioned Chem's Creation Science Convention. One of the largest and most successful Christian schools in eastern Michigan determined that they would not teach creation science as a valid alternative. Actually, they teach their theistic evolutionists. And I know this because several of the teachers came up to me from that particular school, and they came to the Creation Science Convention to arm themselves with the scientific evidence and all the great work that creation scientists are doing. And the reason why these schools are not open to teaching creation science and affirming the Word of God is because of accreditation. They are more interested in getting accredited by these important accreditation associations than they are in teaching the truth.
Yes.
And it can be pretty disheartening to see that.
Well, it's very interesting. It's not necessary, because there are plenty of homeschoolers that put together their own transcripts, and the kids go on to college and do very well, and nobody's accredited anyone.
Yes. Well, in this state, even though a church-related college or a seminary need not seek accreditation, they do. That's how brainwashed and stupid they are.
Yeah, they do. They look for it.
Yes.
When they don't.
And they boast of it.
This whole idea of accreditation and certification and all of this stuff is a myth. It is really used to control, not to further standards and educational liberty.
Control.